Finding childcare can be stressful for many parents who don't have trusted relatives, especially grandmothers close by to help. Anna Marie Caldwell did the next best thing. She rented a grandma.
She was part of the family. She was helping out, cooking, cleaning, helping with homework, playing with the kids.
Caldwell found Jane Murtis through the Los Angeles-based company Rent a Grandma. Murtis says this is more than just a job for her.
When you work with children, you have a responsibility and an obligation to make a difference in their lives and maybe teach them something that their parents didn't know or just a different perspective.
Caldwell says it is that experience that sets this rented grandma apart from a teenage babysitter.
You know, they bring a lot of knowledge to the table, a lot of experience, and a lot of confidence in their decision making. And they're not usually as distracted as, say, a teenager or something could be.
Rent-A-Grandma's founder, Todd Pliss, says he got the idea for his company when he was teaching children in Hollywood.
And I hear these horror stories all the time, like the sitter that almost burnt down the house when she forgot dinner was on the stove, or the nanny that fell asleep and locked the kids outside the house.
These stories prompted Pliss to start Rent a Grandma. Each grandma would go through a background check and interview process. Beyond child care, Pliss's company also provides grandmas as pet sitters and care for the elderly. The price, anywhere from $14 to over $20 an hour. Pliss says he has been flooded with calls from women who want to work.
The economy is not good, and I see that. And grandmas, sometimes I've had them crying on the phone to me. We had a grandma who was living in her car. You know, the economy is terrible, and a lot of these grandmas can't find work.
While the U.S. unemployment rate for people 55 and older is lower than the national rate, 2 million older Americans remain unemployed. From teachers to lawyers, Pliss says 90% of the women who contact him for a job can't find work. Many of them had been laid off after being with a company for decades.
Whether people say it or not, there's definitely age discrimination. Companies can't officially say that, but I see it a lot because these women, a lot of them are educated. They've got decades of experience, you know, not just in the nannying childcare world, but in real world.
There has also been an overwhelming demand for these grandmas. Pliss says anyone from anywhere in the world can register on his website to be a grandma, so parents worldwide can find a grandma that works for them. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.